Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, you probably know your PIN off by heart and your car reg, but your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your resting heart rate. New research from Irish Life Health suggests we're a nation that can remember pretty much everything except the numbers that matter most for our long-term health. So why do we avoid the very information that could protect us? And how do we move from knowing to actually doing? I'm joined now by behavioural change specialist, Dr. Heather McKee. Heather, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
Now, I always say, and I'm sure you're going to be with me, this is not being said in a finger wagging tone, you know, why aren't you learning, you know, because, and there's some people I'm sure say, I forget my PIN all the time, I haven't a clue what my reg number is. But yeah, why is this sort of information important? Why are we trying to empower people to know their numbers and know they're normal?
Yeah, these kind of top five metabolic markers are the primary indicators of your long-term health. And so many of us, you know, are mad into optimization, where we've all got the rings and the watches and everything else, and we want to know all of our sleep stats and our recovery scores and everything else. But actually, sometimes we're missing the point. And the point is, what are these key things that are really matter to our long-term health and well-being? And put these figures back on the map for people.
I think there's a lot of fear as well. People think, let's not go digging. If it's not broke, don't fix it, kind of thing. But this is empowering information to have, isn't it? This is a positive thing. I think people think when they start digging, they're going to have all kinds of negative information come at them. It's the same with therapy. People are like, oh no, I wouldn't want to go digging. Who knows what might come up? Instead of thinking, this could really improve how I feel and the years I have ahead of me.
Yeah. And I think crucially what the research showed was actually that the 35 to 55 age group were the ones that actually tend to ignore these numbers the most. And yes, they've loads going on. You know, we know this age group has life, has family, it's all caring responsibilities, it's work, it's everything else. But yeah, they tended to put their head in the sand, even though they knew that these fears were important. That's what the research showed, that only, you know, less than half of them actually engaged in, you know, health checks over the last year. And yeah, a fear is often the factor. It's also other things, though. You know, sometimes we claim fear, but it might be things like time, cost, friction to actually go out and proactively book an appointment with your GP. It takes a lot of effort. Some people might be embarrassed when there's actually nothing essentially wrong with them. But I do think actually waking up to these figures is really, really important. And it is scary for some people, but actually we're, especially in that 35 to 55 group, it's a time when you can actually take action and really make a meaningful change for your long-term health.
Yeah, and I think we need to flip the switch with how we think about health. And it's not our fault. We have a crisis model of the healthcare system. So we wait for something to go wrong. We go, we seek help. Often we just have the symptoms dealt with. And, you know, in a hospital setting, that's what they're there for, to patch you up. They do incredible work and then they send you on your way. They don't really have time necessarily to give it this holistic view of why this may have happened. And sometimes it was just down to bad luck. Yeah. But other times people need this information. And as you say, they can make little tweaks in their lives. Mm-hmm. So how do we change having this information and knowledge and turning it into action?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the thing is, like, we all love gathering information. You know, how many of us don't know that in order to be well, we need to eat more vegetables or drink more water or manage our stress. But knowledge isn't always action and information doesn't always equal implementation. And so I think the key things for people are to know what the meaningful metrics are for them. So what does this mean in my life? What is the most important thing in terms of my health right now, where I'm at? I think things like the Irish Life Health Check, like, it really helps you realize which ones of the, when, what factors are most salient, what is most important. But once you know that, the next step is really important in terms of, okay, well, what's the smallest change I can make? Because so often when people get these health tests, when they get these results, they think they need to make it this huge lifestyle overhaul, they need to make this transformation. And actually, that's really ineffective long term, because you're changing too many things at once. And actually, what's most effective is to start with, okay, well, what matters most to me right now? What do I feel most capable doing? And how can I start that in a small way? And what I would say to people as well is, stop planning for your best of days, plan for your worst of days. Because so often when it comes to creating any lifestyle change in our life, we think, oh, our future self is going to be full of motivation. You know, they're going to be really well slept. They're going to be in a great mood. And unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. You know, we've got sick kids or sick parents and life happens. And so I always say to people, when we're thinking about change, think about the smallest or the minimum viable habit that you could create over the next week, given life is going to happen, and think about how you can approach that in the smallest, most manageable way for you. And that's what's going to make it way more sticky long term. I often say to people, you know, the habits that stick the best are the ones that feel joyful. And so, you know, if you're considering making a lifestyle change, I always say, well, let's start with joy. So create a joy list. What are those healthy habits that you enjoy? Is it going for a walk with a friend? Is it going for a hike up the mountains with your dog? Is it even just so you like the taste of hot water and lemon? You feel like you're in a spa first thing in the morning. Whatever it is, lighting a candle, using hand cream, you know, it's all well-being. But it's important to focus on those things that bring you joy rather than focus on, you know, what's been taken away, because ultimately we gravitate towards those things that bring us joy. And if you can find joy, it makes everything else a lot easier.
It's really important that we know our numbers, not only on our future self, but how we feel right now. And again, to go back to what I began this interview with, that's not finger wagging. That's empowering. I think people need to be reminded you deserve to feel as good as you can for as long as you can. We only get one shot at this wild and precious life.
Yeah, it's so well said. And I do think, like, don't be scared of the numbers. If you know them now, you can make a difference. You can make that change and you can make that impact. See it as you say, Claire, an empowering next step, not something to be feared. And it's important that we take responsibility and take control of our health, because ultimately that's what leads to having long, happy and lives where we can make a contribution.
Well, behavioural change specialist Dr. Heather McKee, thank you so much for coming on.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.